Do not follow the modern philosophy of trying to eliminate guilt by fudging on the standards or by pumping the guilty child up with false self-worth. Keep the standards high as the person of Christ. Let the guilt come, and while the child is yet too young to understand, purge his guilt by means of the rod. When understanding finally comes, he will readily grasp the principles of the cross. The power of absolution. Parents hold in their hands, in the form of a little switch, the power to absolve the child of guilt, cleanse his soul, instruct his spirit, strengthen his resolve, and give him a fresh start through a confidence that all indebtedness is paid in full. The blueness of a wound cleanseth away evil. So do stripes the inward parts of the belly. Proverbs 20:30. Inward parts of the belly is a description of the physical sensations associated with guilt. Stripes, scourgeth, Hebrews 12:6, are said to be to the soul what the healing blood flow is to a wound. A child properly and timely spanked is healed in the soul and restored to a wholeness of spirit. A child can be turned back from the road to hell through proper spankings. Withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with a rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt beat him with a rod, and shalt deliver his soul from hell. Proverbs 23:13-14. Father, as high priest of the family, you can reconcile your child to the newness of life. Guilt gives Satan a just calling card and a door of access to your child. In conjunction with teaching, the properly administered spanking is restorative as nothing else can be. A spanking, whipping, paddling, switching, or belting, is indispensable to the removal of guilt in your child. His very conscience, nature, demands punishment. Comforting rod. Do you comfort your child with the rod? If you have not seen the rod as a comfort to your child, you have missed its purpose. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Psalm 23:4. I will chasten him with the rod. 2 Samuel 7:14. Then will I visit their transgression with the rod and their iniquities with stripes. Psalm 89:32. David, who experienced the rod of God's correction, was chastened for transgression, found comfort in the divine discipline. The rod was a comfort to him. It assured him of God's control, concern, love, and commitment. Children need to know that someone who loves and cares for them is in control. Chasten thy son while there is hope, and let not thy soul spare for his crying. Proverbs 19:18. Proper use of the rod gives new hope to a rebellious child. Parents are exhorted to not allow the child's crying to cause them to lighten up on the intensity or duration of the spanking. Parents' emotions can stand in the way of a thorough cleansing. An unchastened child is not only restless and irritable in his own spirit, but causes the whole house to be in turmoil. Correct thy son, and he shall give thee rest. Yea, he shall give delight unto thy soul. Proverbs 29:17. There was a miracle here tonight. Recently, a young couple with 5 children came to us for advice. The wife had become unresponsive to her husband and irritable with their 3 children under 5. I sometimes feel like I'm going crazy. I don't want to have any more children, she blurted out. Being personal friends of ours, they stayed in our home for a couple of days, submitting to scrutiny. After a little instruction about consistent training and the proper use of the rod, they went home and gave it a try. 2 weeks later, they were in a church meeting where I was speaking. Their children all sat on the bench with them, never making a stir. Afterward, the father, eyes filled with wonder, exclaimed, "There was a miracle here tonight, and no one seemed to notice." As I was looking around for discarded crutches, he continued, "A whole service and not a peep out of them. I can't believe it. A little training and a little discipline with the rod, and the children gave their parents rest and delight. Furthermore, the children were obviously happier." The mother later said, "Now I think I would like to have more children." The magic wand. Don't think of the rod as a weapon of defense or a show of force. Think of it more as a magic wand. The first time parents see its restorative powers, they are amazed. I still marvel at the power of the little rod. Picture a child of any age who is miserable, complaining, and a bully to other kids. When you look at him, all you see is the inside of a bottom lip. Every device has failed to bring relief. The kid feels that he is living in a foreign, occupied territory. He is obviously plotting the day when he will throw off his yoke of bondage. Bribed, threatened, or swatted, he only gets worse. Fail to use the rod on this child, and you are creating a modern-day Nazi. After a short explanation about bad attitudes and the need to love, patiently and calmly apply the rod to his backside. Somehow, after 8 or 10 licks, the poison is transformed into gushing love and contentment. The world becomes a beautiful place, and a brand new child emerges. It makes an adult stare at the rod in wonder, trying to see what magic is contained therein. God would not have commanded parents to use the rod if it were not good for the child. The cane, not the corner. I know of one young boy who is not spanked when he throws a tantrum or disobeys. It seems that he delights in doing what he is commanded not to do. The more he rebels, the meaner and guiltier he gets. For punishment, he is pinched or made to sit in the corner or sometimes put in a dark closet. When he comes out, he is madder than ever. He could intimidate a fire-eating dragon. Sitting in a corner, he was heard to say, "Nobody likes me. I'm as bad as the devil. I never do anything right." This little fellow is being reared to take his place in a jail cell. Dark corners and dark closets breed darkness in the soul. An empty room and a pouting child incubate guilt and anger. Only the rod and reproof bring correction. Somehow children know the rod is their just due. The rod is a gift from God. Use it as the hand of God to train your children.